CETU degree programs are doctrinally sound, theologically conservative, and financially affordable. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today to enroll now. Leave your contact info for someone to reach out to you today. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. You will be glad you did. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that I think we need to recall in current history and past history. Never, never, never forget. Never again shall this take place. I'm reminded of several times that was used, that statement. Never forget became the slogan vowing among Holocaust survivors, never to forget the Holocaust. I recall never forget soon became the slogan after 9/11 when 3,000 people were slaughtered by the Islamic jihadists. Have we forgotten? Have we forgotten 9/11? Have we forgotten what took place with the Holocaust, with the slaughter of about 6 million Jewish people? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe America has forgotten. I believe we've had such watered-down history in the recent years, such watered-down dribble that is called education in our educational systems, that many, many, many of our younger generation today does not recall these events. 9/11, for example, many are young enough today that's voting for and wanting socialism, communism in New York City. They do not recall what took place in 9/11. We're talking about that today. Our very special guest is Congressman Mike Hill, former District 1 representative for the state of Florida. We're thankful to have Congressman Hill with us. Before we get back to him, I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Congressman, I have a question and a comment.
Go ahead.
The mayor of New York City, he says that the Jews committed genocide. And also, too, when they put that demon on the Empire State Building, that was an insult to New York City. How can this be allowed in our country for Muslims?
Well, one of the things, Terry, that we're witnessing today is the wooing and the winning of the hearts and the minds of the people in New York and in general. When you find a candidate that's talking about everything being free. For example, Terry, I'm looking at an article, major article about what the candidate, Mondami, has said. He said, I don't think that we should have billionaires because, frankly, it's so much money in a moment of inequality, and ultimately what we need more is equality across our city with the money. Secondly, he says, call in democracy. Call it democracy. Call it democracy, democratic socialism. But there's a much better distribution of wealth within our country for all of God's children. This is Mondami's statements. We're in a city of far more people who are interested both explicitly and implicitly in socialism. Secondly, he says, Democratic socialism is a way to honor the responsibility to ensure that every New Yorker identifies with and lives a dignified life. And I could go on and on and on with his statements. He's not hiding it. He is openly letting everybody know that he is a communist. So let's back up. He is a socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic, communist, if you please, Islamic jihadist. You can't get a worse combination, in my most humble opinion, for anybody that would be leading in a position. The election's going to be next week. You can't find anything that would be more detrimental to a giant city, the nation's largest city, about 8 million population. If it goes in that direction, and looks like it shall, if it goes in that direction, I believe we can kiss it goodbye as a city where it will be the global center of trade, the global center of what is viewed as being Americanism. So it deserves our prayer, deserves our constant vigilance, and we need to recognize, this is what it's take away from me, we need to recognize the vital need to vet candidates before they're postulated as candidates for the citizens to vote for. That's whether it's in Jacksonville, Florida, whether it's in the state of Florida, or across the nation. That's the requirement. That's the mindset. That's the takeaway that I want Christians, conservatives, and patriots to understand today. But, Terry, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Congressman Hill, you've heard those questions and those statements. What say you? What should we as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, what should be our takeaway? How should we respond? And as Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 33:10, how should we then live?
Dr. Youngblood, what we are seeing in New York City is selfish behavior on public display. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, you mentioned that those who are supporting Mandami right now are those who, one, want to see their useless college degrees being paid for. That's very selfish. They're only thinking about themselves. And then we have those who want to support him because he said that rent will be controlled or rent can actually be free. And people are thinking, well, that's what I want. That's very selfish. First of all, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And then he says we're going to have government grocery stores. It doesn't work. But people are thinking that everything is going to be given to them for free, that all of a sudden people who are billionaires are going to be paying for all that. And what this young communist doesn't understand, he's not even 40 years old yet. He's never had a private job.
That's right.
He's been coddled and taken care of his entire life by his parents and by others. He doesn't understand what earning a paycheck even means. What he fails to recognize that when you start taking money from the billionaires, those who are the ones who are creating jobs, that they're simply going to leave New York. You're going to be left without the means of paying for what you are saying that you are going to give away for free. And President Trump has already made it clear you will not get any federal funds. Should he get elected, I think that the disaster that it will become will happen very quickly. It won't take long for people to recognize that this is not working. And they perhaps they'll have a recall election or I'm not sure. But they're going to learn very quickly that it doesn't work, as it has been proven time and time again in other countries, other nations, where they try to implement communist ideals, it does not work. And these people are so arrogant, they think that it's because it wasn't tried properly. So we're going to do it the right way this time. No, you can do it the right way if you want. It still won't work. So what we are seeing here is selfishness on display of people who are wanting things given to them freely, their bills taken care of, their loans being taken care of, and it can't happen. It's physically, financially impossible for him to do what he is promising. And there are people who are ignorant enough to think that it can be done.
Bingo, you're right on target with that. Ignorant enough to think that. Ignorant enough to believe that you can have rent controls where you tell thousands upon thousands of landlords in New York City that you must not charge X number of dollars for rent. Picture a landlord that's got an apartment building and he's paying mega dollars per month and it's half empty at, say, any given time, 40 to 60%. And he's got to depend on the income coming from those that have been rented out to pay the overhead. And all of a sudden rent controls are put into place. That landlord will lose that property in foreclosure. The last time rent controls were tried in New York City, that's exactly what happened. Thousands of landlords lost their property in foreclosure because they couldn't pay their debt based on the ceiling that was placed on the rent. And that's what Mandum is talking about doing. He's talking about having free child care. Nobody pay for child care. Free bus rides. Nobody pay for the trolleys, the trains, or the buses in New York City. And Congressman Hill, the thing that caps it off with me, he talked about doing away with law enforcement, the police department. What would that do about chaos and confusion, the murder rates, the rape rates, the burglaries, the robberies? Will that escalate, or will that be carried out by his social workers teams that he's talking about putting in place?
Well, we know what would happen, Dr. Youngblood. We see it on full display. When the Democrats get in charge of a city and they want to defund the police or reduce the police force, then crime skyrockets. We see it in Chicago right now. We saw it was happening in Washington, D.C. before Trump went in and cleaned it up with National Guards. We saw it in San Francisco. We see it in San Francisco, where they had that nonsensical defund the police movement. It skyrockets the crime rate in those areas. It doesn't work. And you would think that this person would have enough sense, Mandami, to look around and see that you cannot not have a police force. It doesn't work. His foolishness is beyond belief. But what is even worse are those people who want to vote for him. We're seeing the radical left, the radical Democrats, who do not like this nation. They do not like the Republican constitutional capitalist system. They don't like that. They don't want it, and they're trying to remake it in the image that they want it to be, which doesn't work at all.
That is sad. Before we take our other callers, we've got two or three holding. Congressman Hill, I want to ask you another question. One of the things that I find most troubling, all of it's troubling, about the potentiality of his election. But I'm looking at an article that says, our end goal, this is my dummy speaking, our end goal is to seize all means of production. What does that mean in your mind?
That's communism.
Total.
That's exactly what it is. When you control the means of production, that is communism. Okay, actually, that's socialism. Mm-hmm. But then when you redistribute those means of production, that's when it becomes communism. And he has stated that's what he wants to do. So he wants to take control of the means of production, which doesn't work. It's impossible to do that, because what will those business owners do? It's not like they are held captive as they would be in an entire nation like Cuba or some other places. They can just move. They'll leave.
Absolutely.
They'll take their production elsewhere. So you seize their production and they'll just take it. And you won't have anything to control in the first place.
Absolutely. Congressman Hill, hold your thoughts for just a moment. I believe I have Santiago on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
God bless you, Dr. Yambla, and the congressman. People, they don't know exactly what it getting into it. You know how much I was wondering how much money New York City received for the authority for the transportation, health, and housing and a lot of money they receive from the federal government. What happened is, if this guy get elected, I hope they lose everything that the federal government, like that they don't know exactly, they know exactly what these people want. You know, that's the reason. They don't know exactly what getting into it. You know, they're going to lose a lot of money because transportation is funded by the federal government. Housing is, HUB is funded by the federal government. What are they going to do? They're going to lose all that money. People, they don't realize. They want free. But nothing is free in this life. God bless you.
God bless you, San Diego. You're exactly right. And Mondami is already running his candidacy, his campaign, on the fact that he's going to confront Donald Trump, disobey Donald Trump, and not carry out anything that the federal government says. His position is that he's in total control and has no nexus with the federal government or with the funding. So you're exactly right. That's going to bring about major chaos, confusion, and I believe a major flight from New York, as far as the people that are there, to be able to find freedom in states like Texas and the state of Florida. Congressman Hill, as I think about what is taking place, that's just part and parcel of the problems in America today. But I'd make a transition briefly with our conversation. We see what is happening with New York. We understand what is taking place there with the socialist communist takeover. We understand what is taking place in Chicago, where in Illinois, Pritzker refuses to say that there's crime in any of the cities in Illinois and is confronting President Trump. You find the confrontation with Trump in on the West Coast, in the cities of, and with California and L.A. and Portland, Oregon, etc. My question to you is, Congressman Hill, how should President Trump respond to this? He's getting lawsuit after lawsuit, judge after judge after judge. Almost every day, a new judge pops up and signs an order to stop this or stop that or stop the other. What should Trump do? How should he respond? Is he breaking the law? Is Trump going against the Constitution? There's a lot of confusion among some of the low informational voters, as they used to be called by Rush Limbaugh. What should we do? What should be the stand for Christians, conservatives, and patriots on that subject?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, to answer your question, is what he if what is what Trump doing illegal or unconstitutional? And it is not. Everything that he is doing is constitutional and legal. He has a brilliant legal team around him. They vet what his actions are going to be before it happens. And so we know that what he is doing is constitutional and legal. These rogue judges, these leftist Democrat judges who are popping up trying to stop him in everything that he does, is nothing more than a tactic of delaying. That is what they are doing. They're trying to delay as much as they can, as long as they can, until Trump is no longer in office. And we see this as a leftist tactic at many different levels. First of all, we see these judges who are trying. They know that it's going to get overturned, but it takes time to get that done. What Trump should do in the meantime is ignore these judges, double down on what he's doing and continuing it. We saw that Milley down in Argentina, he doubled down on all of his policies, his capitalistic policies, pro-life policies, and he won, or his party won, in a landslide here recently. That's a signal to Trump that that is what can and will happen when you double down in the U.S. So we see the Democrats with these delay tactics, these judges who issue these opinions, and that's all they are. They have no authority to issue a ruling or a judgment or anything else. These are opinions that can be ignored and should be ignored. It's a delay tactic. It's the same tactic that we're seeing happening with Congress right now, where the Democrats do not want to sign a continuing or vote on a continuing resolution to keep the government open. It's a delay tactic. that they think is going to hurt President Trump, the same tactic that we saw coming from the Democrats out of Texas, who fled the state so that there wouldn't be a quorum, just delaying what ultimately was going to happen. We saw it happen in Minnesota, or maybe it was Wisconsin, where the Democrats did the same thing, mm-hmm. where they left the state so that there would not be a quorum, simply delaying what was going to eventually happen anyway. So it seems to be a technique now, it seems to be a strategy that Democrats are using, is to try to delay, hold up as much as you can until eventually either they think they'll get back in power or Trump will be out of power. But it's not going to work. It's backfiring on them, Dr. Youngblood. We can see it now, where the vast majority of Americans, including Democrats, do not like what we see the Democrats are doing right now with this delay tactics, with their defunding the police, with their communist Marxist philosophy. It's going to, I believe, put back the Democrat Party for a generation.
Well, my prayer is that you're right. It is my prayer that we see that taking place. Congressman Hill, hold your thought for just a moment. I believe Bob is on the line. Bob, go with the question or comment, please.
Howdy, y'all. I don't know. If someone gave me free rent, free food, free schooling, free medical care, I'd vote for them. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, I was quick question. With a lot of people losing their food benefits and other benefits in a couple days, what do you think about the optics of this ballroom in the White House?
I will toss that question over to Congressman Hill, then I'll respond. Congressman Hill, what are your thoughts?
Well, there are two completely separate issues, but you raise a good point about the optics of here tens of millions being spent, even though it is private funds. These are donors who are putting that money forward to build the ballroom. And in the meantime, they're talking about funding being cut off for those. By the way, those SNAP benefits have been given to people who should not be receiving those benefits.
Correct.
It's only designed for those who desperately need it, not to able-bodied people who should be going out working for it. So the optics doesn't look good, but it's going to hurt the Democrats because it's the Democrats who are holding it up right now. It's not the House. And we see that Trump knows how financially it can hurt someone. And privately, a private citizen is funding the military so that they can continue to buy food and pay rent and pay their mortgages for their families. That was done privately by a capitalist, not by a communist. And the ballroom is being done by capitalists, not by communists who are doing it right now. And so the whole idea is, if you want people to have their SNAP benefits, it's only because capitalists provide the funding for it in the first place.
Absolutely. And Bob, one of the things, if I can add a footnote to what Congressman Hill just said, what we're witnessing is the ploy, which is a Marxist ploy, to divide the nation, first of all, to destroy the nuclear family, to divide the nation ethnically, socially, economically, and to dethrone God. Those are the three things that's boiled down out of the 10 major points of Marxism. And that's what we see taking place with that. Has nothing to do with the reality of what is factual, but what is wanted to be the optics, as you called it. Multitudes. In fact, I had some calculations on an article I read just the other day. Take a man and his wife, neither one of them working, let's say. They're drawing, Social Security benefits, retirement disability benefits, and the SNAP benefits. They've got five children in the home, and they're drawing those several benefits. They can get between $5,000 and $7,000 per month out of the taxpayer's till and not turn a finger to do any work whatsoever. I believe it's time for the socialist, Marxist, communist agenda in America to end. I believe what Trump is doing now with part of one of the programs is saying that if you're an able-bodied person to work, you're going to work at least part-time some of the time in order to draw a check of any type of disability, etc., unless you're totally 100% disabled. We've been watching the plummeting in America, the slide into socialism and communism, and that's what we're seeing now manifesting itself in New York, is he has hooked on to the fact that people want freebies, 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 give me, give me, give me. And our capitalistic system will last only so long until our leadership, political leadership, decide that they can continue to take from the public trough long enough until it implodes the total economic system. America doesn't have the dollars now. We're operating on printed phony false money. And going back to what Congressman Hill said, that ballroom is $300 million. It's already bought and paid for, not a dime of taxpayer money. And the Marxist, communist, socialist Democrats on the left, they want to find something to divide the people over, to divide the nation over. That's the whole bottom line, is divisiveness to destroy our constitutional republic. Bob, thank you so much for your call. Congressman Hill, in the last few moments that we have, let me ask you a very simple question. Should President Trump be blowing pot boats out of the water coming out of Venezuela?
Yes, he should. And he's very serious about this, Dr. Youngblood, because he has moved an aircraft carrier battle task force in the Caribbean, close to Venezuela. But it's more than just for the drug running that's coming out of there. And yes, continue to blow them out of the water. But it's also because Venezuela has cozied up to both China and Russia in terms of what they're doing in his nation militarily. And going all the way back to the Monroe Doctrine, Trump says, no, we're not going to stand for that. And I think eventually Maduro is going to be replaced. He's going to be taken out of office, and Venezuela can prosper again as they did before that crook, who is nothing more than a gang leader of a terrorist a drug terrorist organization. Once he's gone, Venezuela can become a great nation again.
Absolutely. Congressman Hill, got about 10 seconds. Take a few seconds to challenge the Christians, conservatives listening.
I would challenge you to, first of all, continue to look at God's word. That's where our answer is. Oh, how I love thy law. It is the meditation, my meditation, all the day. That is what we should focus on, Dr. Youngblood.
Amen. Amen. Congressman Hill, thank you for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-